Ecce Dei and Galatea Overture by Haydn here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Thomas Faye conducting the Heidelberg Symphony. Written in 1762 to celebrate the marriage of Count Anton Esterhazy. Many of you may know about Handel's Ecce Dei and Galatea. It's about a love story between a shepherd and a nymph, a mythological story. And of course, the shepherd's love triumphs over one of the bad guy's jealousy. So a lovely opener for our morning. I am Destiny. Glad you are here with me. I've got Mozart and Bach this hour. I want to quickly tell you about a flash flood warning that remains in effect for about another half an hour until 9:45. It's for Johnson County in East Central Kansas, most of the Kansas City area, Leavenworth and Wyandotte counties. So just stay safe out there. We had quite a bit of rain this morning. Right now, we are going to hear from the flute and horn. I've got a Mozart divertimento with Trio Pasquet. It's Jean-Pierre Rampal, André Cazalet, and Jean-Michel Vinit, flute and horns, respectively. A lovely divertimento, now on KPR, by Mozart. Mozart's Divertimento number 17 here on Kansas Public Radio. Lots of great players. Trio Pasquet with Jean-Pierre Rampal on flute. And then we had two horn players as well, André Cazalet and Jean-Michel Vigny. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. It seems as though that flash flood warning has expired for the community at large, which is good news. And speaking of the community, this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilincorporated.org. That's rcilinc.org. Next hour, I thought we would talk about fugues and learn about all of the different types of fugues. Johann Sebastian Bach, considered one of the masters of the fugue, we will hear a fugue from him next hour. I thought I would get us into the Bach mood by playing some of his most famous minuets for you right now on KPR. Wow, just quickly ended that harpsichord recording. Oh my, here on KPR, that was Bach minuet from the Anna Magdalena Notebooks on harpsichord, Igor Kipnis. I am Destiny. It's about 77 here in Lawrence. The flash flood warning has expired. We are coming up to the 10 a.m. hour where we will go into the news and then come back with more music. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Former Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham could easily become the United Kingdom's seventh Prime Minister in 10 years. The revolving door of leaders has some Britons wondering what has made their country ungovernable.
I think what we've had in recent years is people who've got like two or three of the skills that you need, but not all of them.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Why the British Prime Minister has become a uniquely difficult job on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsbrook Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working together to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. It is 10:01, NPR News up next, and then some more music for you right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Edited video to protect Robinson's right to a fair trial. For NPR News, I'm Sean Higgins in Salt Lake City.
A former U.S. Olympic canoeist has pleaded not guilty to damaging the newly renovated Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. Prosecutors allege 67-year-old David Hearn intentionally damaged the pool's protective liner last month. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Sleep Number, offering three mattress collections with personalized features and the goal of providing people more choices based on their needs. Learn more at sleepnumber.com or a Sleep Number store. This is Kansas Public Radio. A Fugal Overture here on Kansas Public Radio by Gustav Holst. That was David Lloyd Jones and the Scottish National Orchestra. Good morning. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me during this 10 a.m. hour. We are going to learn about the fugue. I know many of you out there who are musical experts know all about the fugue, but there are many people who don't, and I found some really interesting fugues. That first one by Holst, and then another one by Hovhannes coming up in about 7 minutes. Before we talk a little bit about the fugue, I have to play one by who is considered the master of fugues, Johann Sebastian Bach. This is a Fantasia in fugue. It's about 6 minutes, and I'll tell you a little more about it afterwards. Yeni Yendo on the piano here on KPR. Johann Sebastian Bach, Fantasia and Fugue, here on Kansas Public Radio with Yena Yondo. I've got a cello concerto coming up at the bottom of the hour. Right now, like I mentioned, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the fugue. I've only got about 90 seconds, so I can't go into the music history of a fugue, and I try to think, what is the most simple way to explain what a fugue is? Because I get asked what it is a lot, and I think the best way to describe it is there's a subject, like a melody line, and then the composer takes that melody line and layers more and more things on top of it. Perhaps it's like making a really simple soup super complex and interesting. And Bach, well, a lot of composers studied him to learn how to do that. So it's really just starts out with that subject. It's officially called a subject, and then it goes into many iterations of episodes and other fancy musical words, but now you have somewhat of a definition of it, a subject that gets lots of ingredients added to it. Alan Hovhannes wrote one. I wanted to show you what was interesting. Bach wrote one. A lot of composers wrote them. Hovhannes is a composer. He wrote this in the 1900s, but he was really inspired by the medieval and the Renaissance styles. So his fugue features some of that. So even though it's newer as compared to Bach, it still has a lot of that old style with it. So we will listen to it together, David Amos and the Philharmonia Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Alan Hovhannes, Alleluia and Fugue for String Orchestra on KPR. Alan Hovhannes, the composer of Alleluia and Fugue for String Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. That was David Amos with the Philharmonia Orchestra. I've got a cello concerto coming up here on KPR, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Looks like this afternoon, Jeff's got one of Beethoven's great Lenore overtures. I love Beethoven, and many of you love Beethoven too. Plus, a Handel recorder sonata. Oh, you probably all remember the recorder if you had grade school music and you had to play it. I love when you get to hear, you know, a recording of a professional recorder. That'll be fun. Sounds like Jeff's got some great music for you today from 12 to 3. Let's get into this cello concerto. This is Martin Ostertag on cello with the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin. This is David Popper's Cello Concerto No. 2 on Kansas Public Radio. The Cello Concerto No. 2 by David Popper here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Martin Ostertag on cello with the Radio Symphony Orchestra Berlin. Next hour, we will do some sleuthing with some mysteries and other little things. So your clue is, think about, well, maybe not a clue, perhaps a question. What makes mountains mysterious? What do you think makes mountains mysterious? This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. We're about 79 degrees. Hope you all are doing well. That flash flood warning has long expired since 9:45 this morning. Keep on listening to Kansas Public Radio.
They say if you want to be a morning person, you should have something to look forward to first thing. Something like a cup of coffee or tea made just the way you like it. While you enjoy it, make Morning Edition your companion. No spin, just the facts, and no scrolling. Just familiar voices guiding you through what you need to know. So up and at 'em. We're here with you. It's Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on Kansas Public Radio from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Now we are up to 81. Actually, we gained a couple of degrees. I just updated our forecast for us here in Lawrence. One more hour with me, and then Jeff Watson will be in until 3 with music. It's about 11:01. We're going to listen to a few minutes of NPR News and then come back here to Kansas Public Radio for more classical music. Thanks for being here.
Is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. John Addison, the Sleuth Overture. Many of you might remember that film from the 1970s. That was Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. To open this hour of mysteries, hello there. I'm your host, Destiny. Glad you're here with me. Franck wrote The Accursed Hunter, and towards the bottom of the hour, I will share with you what the big mystery with that is. Right now, we are not done with Alan Hovhaness. He wrote another fugue, actually. We listened to a fugue of his last hour. It is in one of the movements of this symphony. Symphony No. 2 is in 3 movements, and the second movement contains a fugue. Now you know what a fugue is because you listened to this station. If you missed it last hour, it's a single subject that gets very decorated, shall we say. Mysterious Mountain. Hovhaness combined Western and Eastern music traditions in this, and himself says that mountains represent the mundane and the divine. Interesting. So I wonder if we will ever learn if Hovhaness knew or discovered what the mystery of the mountain was, but perhaps it's in the music. This is Jesus Lopez Cobos and the Cincinnati Philharmonia Orchestra. Alan Hovhaness, Mysterious Mountain Symphony No. 2 on KPR. And that was César Franck's The Accursed Hunter, Accursed Huntsman, here on Kansas Public Radio. Jesus Lopez Cobos and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. I am so sorry that we did not get to hear The Mysterious Mountain. For some reason, that file seemed to be corrupted, and it skipped to something else I had for you this hour. So I will make it up to you. Tomorrow's class expires by request, so I'll have to wait till Monday. We will hear about the mysterious mountain Monday. The accursed hunter, the mystery with that is, essentially, the hunter was not supposed to hunt on the Sabbath, and he suddenly got cursed by a mysterious voice. He was basically doomed. We never really find out what the mysterious voice is or what particular demon it might be, and it's one of those mysteries in music that I would love to find the answer to. We are going to hear some Glee air in a little bit, the lovely Zafir C. Cossacks. Right now, a Bavarian folk song by Strauss, an arrangement for string trio, now on Kansas Public Radio. Variations on a Bavarian folk song for string trio here on Kansas Public Radio by Strauss. That was actually an arrangement, the Aspen String Trio performing and their own arrangement. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We are live. We are local from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. And coming up, Glee airs. This one is fun. Zafir C. Cossacks. Let me tell you a little bit about it. Had a frog in my throat that I had to get out for you there. So this was composed and inspired by a humorously profane letter that Ukrainian soldiers wrote to Turkey back in the day. It's apparently a myth, a war myth. And it does have some interesting titles of each of the five movements. So a couple of them are interesting. So the first one, introduction. The second one, writing and reading out loud the letter. And this is where the music starts to become really animated, expressing the clever insults to the dictators. And then the third movement, they laugh. The fourth movement, they dance and they rejoice. And then we have the finale, the fifth movement, where they celebrate. You will hear all of that in this performance by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Edward Downes. This is Reinhold Glier's Zafir C. Cossacks, now on Kansas Public Radio. Reinhold Glier, Zafir C. Cossacks, here on Kansas Public Radio, Edward Downes and the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. A humorous, noble, and grand thing to listen to, indeed. It's always good when composers have a sense of humor. It's always good for us to have a sense of humor in this day and age. Seems like we heard a lot of early 20th century music during this hour. Let's do a little reset. Jeff is in, and I know he's got some handle for you. So here is my official handle reset for you for the end of this hour into the classics next on KPR. Thank you. Handle here on KPR, where we are live, local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into educational arts and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org. Speaking of Handel, Jeff Watson is in from 12 to 3 with music for you, and it looks like he's got a Handel recorder sonata and Beethoven's Great Lenore Overture after the news. Don't you go anywhere. This is KPR.